Cougar Pride. A new ranking from U.S. News & World Report has Kaiser High School as number one in its public school rankings for proficiency in math and reading, and it's tied nationally for that top spot. Yes, you heard right. Kaiser is at the head of the class. Here's Principal Justin Mew sharing the news, addressing the graduating class of 2020.
Ladies and gentlemen, collegiate commencement exercises traditionally celebrate academic accomplishments. Allow me to announce that the Kaiser High School class of 2020 has 49 valedictorians and 98 honor graduates. The Washington Post ranked Kaiser High as Hawaii's most rigorous and challenging public high school. We are number two behind Iolani. The U.S. News and World Report ranks us as the number one public high school in the state of Hawaii and tied for number one in the nation with respect to proficiency in math and reading. Go Cougars! I am so very proud of you and thank you for representing the blue and gold in academics.
And Principal Justin Mew says the ranking shows what's possible.
I want to be humble about this, but it was, best in the nation for this part. It shows the hard work that was done by everybody, by the faculty, parents. And, of course, the students have to respond to our work. If they don't respond, it doesn't matter, because in the end, it's the students who take the exams, not us.
So how do you think Kaiser's managed to do this?
From what I could gather, the data was from the school year 2017-2018. It takes U.S. News a couple of years to process everything. So when I reflected back, I remembered what we were doing. Our school was moving into, we're an international baccalaureate world school, and we had moved into all students entering grade 9 and 10 are an international baccalaureate. It's called middle years program. So we did that. And what that meant was we had to get an exemption from our state about the English language arts materials. So a couple of years prior to that, we had begun the process to justify why we think our materials would be more appropriate for Kaiser, especially since we are implementing the middle years program. We did the same with mathematics. The state did have materials for us to use, and what we opted to do was we would use the materials as resources. But with the middle years program, it's how you teach the ideas in a more holistic way. So that was that effort was going through as well. We also, like you said, we're on the rise, but we just couldn't, get over the top as compared to other public schools. So we tried this strategy is we looked at the students individually, and we targeted certain students to say, hey, You're close to being proficient. Let's go target these group of students. And not to say we neglected anybody else. That's not true. What we did was we did a lot of differentiation and whatnot to help get all students proficient with a target on those who are right at the borderline, just a little bit more than you can be proficient.
The ranking covers math and reading, right?
Yes. So that's why the language arts side, which is the reading, we felt that the state's materials, we felt that we needed to get an exemption so we could use materials that we felt could meet the proficiency standards plus the international baccalaureate.
So additional resources.
Yes.
It just must be so gratifying, particularly to your teachers, to know that what they've been working on has reflected in the success.
Yes. We also did, we're the only high school to have all three international baccalaureate programs. They're called middle years. The highest level is called the diploma program. Then we just were authorized to implement it's called the international baccalaureate career-related program. And then the one for all students in grade 9 and 10 is called the middle years program. We did this as a complex for the IB. The point is, as we're getting authorized, that's like a school improvement effort. So we were working really hard, and I know the teachers had to be pulled a lot, challenged and stretched. So, you can't just sit back and let things happen. You have to, there's a process that you follow so that you can be authorized, which looks at our teaching and learning and how we're looking at the international standards. I think you put all that together, Catherine, that hard work would say, see, it did pay off. Our students did, and the magic of the classroom teacher face-to-face will be to motivate the students and to figure out how they're doing towards those ends. So to go back to what you said, yes, I think now they can sit and say, look, that effort was worth it.
Now, your graduating seniors kind of rose to the top, too. You've got so many valedictorians.
Yes.
To talk about that.
They rise up to meet the challenge. Yes, we have the percentage of valedictorians is quite high throughout the past few years here at Kaiser. So it's more than just the number as compared to other schools. Look at the percentage of students who become valedictorians.
I have here 49.
Yes, 49. And out of 270-some-odd possible. That's a really high percentage. To be valedictorian is rough, but to be an honor graduate is not that simple either. So I think almost half the class became honor graduates per DOE standards.
Yeah, 70 summa cum laude,
yes,
38 magna cum laude, 48 cum laude. That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty awesome, yeah.
Yeah. Go Cougars.
Go Cougars. And I'm glad for them because, when you have a ranking like this, your diploma means a lot more, in my opinion. It means a lot more to, hopefully to the students, but the universities and scholarship folks to say, oh, you're a Kaiser graduate. Oh, yeah, you're top-notch here. I will look at you because you went to a rigorous and challenging school. So I hope that it helps our students meet their goals for post-secondary and career.
Now, I have to ask, because you were also principal over at NIU,
yes,
Intermediate. So are a lot of the kids that you taught and supervised under your time at NIU Valley, are they seniors now?
Actually, so that year that where we got this ranking, that was the last group of students that I had. They were sixth grade at the time. Then I came over to Kaiser. So, no, right now, this year, seniors, no, they were not. I've been here for 7 years, so no. But it's great to see. It's really great to see them, those that I knew, as I sat as the principal here at Kaiser.
But the test scores that were reflected, mm-hmm, were they some of the kids from the middle school time?
Absolutely, yes. So I would even give a shout out to the entire Kaiser complex because mostly all of the students, not all, but most of them, came up through the Kaiser complex of schools from elementary to middle to high. So it's a complex-wide effort is the way I look at it.
So I'm sure other principals, other schools are going to say, gosh, if they can get this ranking and be top, or tied in the country, right, and top in Hawaii, why can't we?
It gives hope that it can be done in Hawaii. It gives hope, when you hear public school bashing and above, we'll say English and math, it shows that it can be done. There is hope in Hawaii. And, we're all part of this one big system, the Hawaii Department of Education. And because of that, we were able to do what we could do. So I would agree, Catherine, that other public schools can say the same thing. Hey, if Kaiser can do it, we can do it.
Kaiser High School Principal Justin Mew sharing the news about its proficiency ranking in math and reading, tied for number one public school in the country. Go Cougars!